Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom! In your face, son! The Sutter Heyman text line, 402-464-5685. Join in. Hit us with a what's up. Bach running the mothership. Streams are Facebook, YouTube, X, Hello Channel 961. If you have not downloaded the Ticket app, do so. Put it on your phone. Put it on your laptop. Have it available to you because there will be times when it is beneficial for you to be able to get streams wherever you are, however you are, and whatever you're doing. Whatever way you're streaming, get the Ticket app. Put it on your device so that you have it. It is a cool, rainy, cloudy Monday in Lincoln, Nebraska, and that's fine. We need these days. We need these days to reset and appreciate that 75 and appreciate and being grateful that even though it's, you know, in the 50s, it's not in the 30s. So thankful, grateful, appreciate it. If you know me at all, you know that I am appreciative of each day. And I keep reminding myself on a daily basis. So I want to give it to you today. If you don't know the story, that again, I'm very appreciative for being here. And when I say by being here, I mean being alive. And there's some days when I feel it at a denser level. The vibration is a little bit heavier, and there's certain days where things have gone on in the past. But you know, I was sitting in ICU with 27 blood clots and a brand new spine. And a body brace, a full body brace, and not able to walk and not able to go to the bathroom by myself. I had some things going on. And on that particular day, I'd always said, you know, previous to that, that, you know, if God took me today, you know, I've lived several complete lives. I'm good. But on that day, we struck down and brought down to a knee and being humbled. I asked for one more day, and I mean it when I say, and it's not crazy to say that I asked for one more day. They tell you with blood clots and saddle embolism that one will get you. I had 27 plus the saddle embolism, and they say it gets you in your sleep. So there's a stretch where I was afraid to go to sleep. And so I would ask for one more day. I would ask for one more day. And they tell you, you know, you have to get physical. You have to learn how to walk. You have to retrain yourself. That's why walking is such a big part of who I am now, because I wasn't able to. So when I could walk again, I was thrilled. I was like a new kid learning to walk. It's the look on your baby's face the first time they take steps. Well, that's the look I had on my face as a grown-up, just being proud of myself that I was able to move one step in front of the other and do it in high repetition. And I'm just grateful. And I'm just thankful for being here. So we talk about things. I'm not afraid of most things because I've faced the biggest, darkest thing that I'm going to face. right? And there's been several cases where I face those things. But in that particular case, I was like, okay, one more day. So I said, I'm going to say these three things. I'm going to say thank you more. I'm going to say I love you more. I'm going to say well done. I'm going to celebrate more. And that's what I'm doing. And in doing that, I said that I need to make sure that I remind myself that each day matters. And today is day number 22,922. And for whatever your day is, whatever your number is today, like I can say, this is episode 22,922. It's the only episode I'm going to get of that number. I'm never going to be less informed than I am right now. I'm never going to be as young as I am right now. Ever again. Ever again. And the people that I engage with today, Chef Bob from Heavenly Waffles, he and his lovely wife, Kathy, being in the room, bringing more people into the room down here at 11th and O, this combination of people have never been together ever. And they'll never be together ever again as this group is right now. It just doesn't, it won't ever happen. And so I'm just saying, I want to start the show by saying thank you. Thank you for joining us each day. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for going through. I love that we have this space, this meeting place, that we can come and hang out every day. And so I want to say thank you. And I love you for making the choice to come hang out with us. And well done to all of us for you getting through to whatever your day is. Bot, type into your phone how many days since your birthday, right? Just type in your birthday and say how many days for your birthday, because it's the only 22,922 I'm going to get. So if I don't pay respect to it, I'm not giving it its full value. And there's a thing that happens when you're grateful and appreciative. You get more reasons to be grateful and appreciative. That's just how it works. And there's nothing that fatigues us as much as fear or hate. And so I had chosen. They said, well, look, I had 3 blood clots in my heart, 4 in my lungs. So I said from that day that I was going to clean my heart and fill my lungs. Because on that day when I was in ICU and I couldn't breathe, the thing I wanted most was clean lungs. I needed full lungs because I couldn't breathe. And I needed a clean heart. I needed all the venom out of my heart. I needed these blood clots out of my heart. And so I choose to have a clean heart and full lungs. Bach, what is your episode today, kind sir?
Well, I thought you said since my last birthday.
No. From the day you were born. The day you were born, how many sunsets and sunrises have you experienced, kind sir?
Somewhere in the neighborhood, I'll do that, of 700 and some change.
Well, find the exact date.
All right.
Type in your birthday. Magic, type in your birthday. So how many days since the day I was born, right? So for each of you, because it's a different episode for all of us. We're all on different journeys, but we share some of it. And it's kind of cool to know how far along in this thing. I would think that you're about half my age, maybe a little bit older. So if you say 12,000, somewhere in the 12,000 range, I wouldn't be stunned, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to do it with my calculator.
Well, no, you give me your birthday.
You're just saying, like, go to Google and ask AI to do it for me?
What's your birthday?
June 8th, 1990.
Okay. So, Bach, today is your 12,745th day.
There we go.
12,745. And it's the only 12,745 you're going to get. It's the only one where you and Maria are where you are, that your son is the age that he is. Your place, you know, at the ticket is what it is. Your family that exists as is. This is the only day that it exists as. And tomorrow, if we're blessed, you get 12,746. And then it's the only 12,746 you're going to get. You're going to be smarter tomorrow than you were today. You're going to learn more things. You're going to experience more things. And you're going to be more prepared for whatever tomorrow right?
Yeah.
Box Neighbor says 14395. Congratulations on episode 14395. 14395. John in Cortland says it's 22390 something. He'll be 64 on Sunday. Happy birthday in advance, brother. Well done. Well done. Magic, shout out. Thank you for who you are, right? Thank you for who you are. Stopped down, took care of some athletes yesterday. Wow. So he got his. So if you're born in 66, let's see. Hold on here. Let me see. I'm going to find out Magic's. Magic came in and took care of some of the wrestlers yesterday. And he does an exceptional job of so Magic for you, it's 21,588. 21,588. And so there's beauty in it. And I just wanted to stop and pause and say thank you. Like, and of course, I'm grateful for this day. I'm grateful for the people in Lincoln, the people of Nebraska, people in my life who have helped me get to here today as I am. So thank you. And, you know, just keep track of your days, man. They say you have to count your days in order for your days to count. And if you don't give power to your day, nobody else is. you better make sure you get it. I said that to say with a clean heart and clean lungs is that you are what you consume. So if you're consuming poison and venom, then that occupies you. And it sits in your heart. And I just said that I can't have venom and poison in my heart and in my lungs. I can't do it. And so all of the talk and the thing about sports for me, and especially in the ticket, I tell people to talk about themselves and what they know to be true and then be curious about what you don't know. Because I don't want to be responsible for putting venom into the lungs and hearts of people in Lincoln and in Nebraska. I don't want that on my ledger. Like, Chef Bob walks in, the room is better because Chef Bob and Kathy walked in the room, right? And they're feeding people. They're giving them something good to consume. They literally changed this room by walking into it. And so I have to be grateful for that. I have to be grateful to people who come in here and smile every day, people who come in and do the thing. For sports, for me,
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
A lot of the draft and a lot of sports talk is about what we don't like. But I'm a fan of talking about what you like and why. And it struck me that a lot of the Shador conversation, a lot of the NBA conversation, there's malice, right? There's malice. First of all, there should be malice because it's not about you. The NBA is not about you. Shador Sanders' life actions choices, not about you. NFL draft, not about you. It's easy to deflect and to look outside and go, ooh, that guy's having a better life than me. I'm going to be mad at him. I'm going to be a hater. No, don't want to do it. Don't want to do it. So in a different direction, here's the thing that I noticed, Bach, that a lot of the conversation when it comes to draft that we get, a lot of people talking forget the history of the draft, that the draft wasn't always the size that it is, and figure out why the draft was created. And then in that history, that you realize that the draft has always been imperfect. It's always been imperfect. Again, if you're one of the people on the planet, the large number of people who think that Tom Brady's the GOAT, then you say that the draft is imperfect because the draft got it wrong. If you're a person who says that Tom Brady is one of the greatest to ever play the position of quarterback, and that every team for 198 draft picks got it wrong about the most important position in sports, in the most important league in sports, you got it wrong 198 times. There is no perfection, so we can put that down. Then it becomes about matching up, whether it be chemistry, whether it be choice, it could be opportunity. Remember, that Patriots team already had a young quarterback in Drew Bledsoe. They thought he was the future. He was the future. As a matter of fact, he beat out Tom Brady that year, which is a whole other discussion. Hey, wait a minute, coach. How did you not know right away that Tom Brady was the dude? You didn't know till you knew. And we're really good revisionists. Oh, I knew all along. Tom Brady, I saw him at Michigan. Remember, Tom Brady didn't even start all his career at Michigan. So if there's imperfection in it, then understand that the NFL and its draft in itself is flawed. That other leagues have come along because the NFL doesn't always get it right. There's a young man who would, if you're talking about greatest defenders ever, Reggie White's certainly in the discussion, right? Reggie, the NFL draft wasn't really conducive to what Reggie White wanted to do. John Elway, one of the 10 best quarterbacks ever, right? Top 10, fair?
Yeah, fair.
Right? That he disliked the system so much that he bucked the system and took on the system. That while Archie Manning is a Hall of Fame quarterback, was he one of the GOATs? Well, relative. And he said the system was flawed and said, I don't trust the system. The system doesn't work for me. And my needs and wants for my son, my family is greater than the process. And I'm not going to do it the way it's always been done. I'm not going to follow suit. I'm not just going to go and be a good little trooper. I'm not going to go and be a good soldier. I'm going to say, this doesn't work for me, and I'm going to do it my way, whether you like it or not. A couple of Super Bowls later, in a different town, Eli Manning stands. When we talk about John Elway, we rarely talk about John Elway as the guy that in 1983 people literally lost their minds over. But the reality is the system, and because it was the Colts, right? An organization that at that point had, do you know that they had gone through this before recently with Burt Jones from LSU? Some organizations just work from friction. They just do, or they did, right? You didn't get it right. And this is an organization, the Colts at the time had, you know what Tom Brady is now? Two generations ago, you know who that guy was? The GOAT quarterback? Johnny Unitas. And every young man in America wanted to be like Johnny Unitas. And at his apex, Johnny Unitas had to share. He had to share the quarterback position with Earl Morrill. Earl Morrill. So the systems are what they are until they aren't. And we as fans, we get to say, okay, this is how we're going to process this. I just think there's a better way than casting aspersions and being negative about it. It just is. The system exists, and it either works for you, it doesn't. Yes, you're right in how you feel about it. But as we talk about it, there's a guy that the system was absolutely wrong for. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And it struck me as interesting that in having the discussion, This young man's name was Brian. First name was Brian. I'm not going to tell you his last name, but his last name was Brian. And pretty good athlete. Pretty good athlete. Played at University of Alabama. And had a pretty good career. Had a pretty good college career. He was, in fact, I don't want to say All-American, but no. All right, the name. Tom Brady was drafted 199, right? What if I told you that at number 200, Brian was selected in the draft? Number 200, 199 players were drafted ahead of him. He went on to win the very first two Super Bowl MVPs. Back then, there weren't as many teams, so you packed it in. So you based it on the draft pick number, not on the round. But even then, he was picked in the seventh round, pick number 200. You know him as Bart Starr. Was the system right? Was the system perfect? No, it was not. No, it was not. But the same conversations went on about Brian Bartlett Starr that has gone on about every quarterback who didn't get drafted when they thought they should have been based on their fame and the program. Wait a minute. He played at Alabama in a good program. Why wasn't he the guy? Well, this is the same program that would later generate, I don't know, two pretty good quarterbacks immediately following Bart Starr. Joe, Willie, Namath, followed him. Oh, Kenny, the Snake, Stabler. But Bart Starr had to go in and change the way people looked at quarterbacks from Alabama in order for the other thing, for the evolution to happen. And Bart was a certain style. There are certain stories in sports, and we forget them. But pretty crazy. So back then, and I'll correct myself, back then, so in 1956, that was the 17th round. They went 16 rounds and didn't take the guy that would go on a few years later to be Super Bowl MVP, the best player on the planet on the day of the biggest game to ever be played. They all got it wrong. Do you know that also in that era, we talked about the Johnny Unitas era, that in 1954, again, the draft being imperfect, at the time that Johnny Unitas was the best quarterback on the planet, in the universe, you know who the best receiver was on the planet? It was Johnny Unitas' teammate. Also another one connected to the University of Alabama. His name was Raymond Berry. At the time, the premier receiver in all of football. Raymond Berry was drafted 232. The system is flawed. It doesn't always get it right. And the way we react to the system is flawed and isn't always right. You have to remember that in the space that we're there, somehow in the systems, We miss this thing. There's a player from that same Colts team that maybe was as famous as the quarterback and the number one receiver in the game. But there's a gentleman who wasn't selected. They picked him up and he became an all everything. His name was Art Donovan. He became a bit of a celebrity. There are people who weren't even drafted. Weren't drafted. Bach, do you know, again, 60s, the all-NFL kicker? They called him the toe. Lou Groza. Played for the Cleveland Browns. Didn't draft him. Never drafted. Marion Motley, Hall of Fame running back. Wasn't drafted. Dick, Night Train Lane. never drafted. From Nebraska, center, Mick Tinglehoff. When it, folks who went free agent, Willie Brown, Emmett Thomas, Larry Little, one of the great offensive guards in NFL history, Drew Pearson, Dallas Cowboys wide receiver, Warren Moon, we got it wrong. Kurt Warner, we got it wrong. John Randall, got it wrong. Sam Mills, dear friend, dear sweet late Sam Mills, we got it wrong. The system doesn't always work, and how we react and respond to the system doesn't always work. Because you're drafted in the fifth round when you think you're in Hall of Fame talent, everybody I just mentioned thought they were Hall of Fame talent. They didn't get drafted where they thought they should have been. And the public had lots to say about it. We have more to say about it now because of social media, digital, 24-hour news cycle, ESPN, all of the different faculties and resources are in play. But the humanity still exists. Bach, we don't always get it right. They don't always get it right. The story will play out. And history gets it right. Because we get to go back and say, Kurt Warner, Warren Moon, Cliff Harris, Larry Little, Mick Tinglehoff, Willie Wood, Dick Knight, Train Lane, we get to go back and correct what we thought. Because here's a letter of truth. What we think we know is never, ever as much as what we actually know. 101, we'll be back.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.